This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Philippines military chief is demanding that China return several rifles and equipment seized by the Chinese Coast Guard during a violent confrontation near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with details.
After a scuffle and repeated collisions, the Chinese seized the boats and damaged them with machetes, knives, and hammers. Chinese personnel on board more than 8 motorboats repeatedly rammed, then boarded the 2 Philippine inflatable Navy boats to prevent Filipino Navy personnel from transferring food and other supplies, including firearms, to a Philippine territorial outpost in Second Thomas Shoal, which is also claimed by Beijing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly 2 million Muslims will reach the end of the Hajj pilgrimage this week, but extreme heat has proved fatal for hunters who began the journey last Friday to the Grand Mosque in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Reuters correspondent Sayakir Jasni reports.
The Hajj's timing is based on the lunar year, moving back 10 days each year. While the Hajj is now moving towards winter, it will occur in the peak of the summer in Saudi Arabia by the 2040s. Climate scientist Fahad Said says these deaths hints at future risk for millions of Hajj pilgrims. Heat-related deaths during the Hajj have been recorded since the 1400s. Pilgrims' vulnerability stems from exertion, exposure, and older age, as well as a simple lack of acclimatization to the heat.
That was Reuters correspondent Sakir Jasni. This is VOA News. Forecasters are predicting another day of scorching hot temperatures across the United States Thursday. Heat index readings were expected to reach 37 degrees to 40 degrees Celsius in many locations. A blistering heat wave stretching from the Midwest to the Northeast left millions of people sweltering throughout the Juneteenth holiday Wednesday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Wednesday that he would ask the country's foreign minister to speak with the U.S. ambassador to Mexico to restart U.S. imports of Mexican avocados. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has the story.
The U.S. effectively halted the flow of avocados and mangoes from Michoacán to the U.S. last week. That's because they suspended inspections following a security incident involving American embassy inspectors. The suspension was announced over the weekend, after Friday, when inspectors were, in the words of the Michoacán governor, improperly detained in a vehicle during a protest in the area. A government source told Reuters the protest was in support of local police. However, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Ken Salazar said the inspectors had been, quote, assaulted and detained while on duty in Michoacán inspecting avocados. They are no longer in captivity. Salazar said the suspension would remain in place until security concerns are resolved.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Michoacán exports around $3.5 billion worth of avocados a year to more than 30 countries, most notably to the U.S., which consumes around 1 million tons of avocados annually. In sports, Major League Baseball will pay tribute to the Negro Leagues Thursday when the San Francisco Giants play the St. Louis Cardinals at the 114-year-old Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The game will also serve as a tribute to the late Hall of Famer Willie Mays, who broke into the game in 1948 as the member of the Negro League's Birmingham Black Barons who played at Rickwood Field. In an interview with the AP, sports historian Rob Ruck says Rickwood Field and the Negro Leagues were an introduction to black athletic talent.
I think that this league creates common heroes, common teams, a national institution that black Americans rally around, and it gives them a collective self-esteem because of their abilities in sport.
Mays eventually moved into Major League Baseball with the New York Giants in 1951. He stayed with the Giants when the franchise moved to San Francisco in 1958. He was traded to the New York Mets in 1972 and retired from baseball a year later. Mays died Tuesday at the age of 93. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.